Can you lend us something for the pictures?
Bugger off.
Pinky, you're a bit late.
Oh, I had trouble finding it. All these streets look the same.
Mum and Dad are in one of their moods. Sorry the place is so untidy.
Oh, God, you got cats?
What?
Never mind.
They're in here. Here we are. Mum and Dad. This is Mr. Brown.
Morning, all.
They've got a mood. They wouldn't let me do a thing. Not even light the fire. I'm not a cleaner, honest I do. Ours wouldn't be like this, honest, Pinky.
Now, look here, Mr.
Wilson.
Yeah, look here, Mr. Wilson. Now, I want to marry Rose. Now, it seems as she's so young, I've got to get your permission. Yes or no?
It's no good, Pinky, not when they've got a mood on.
But do I marry Rose or don't I?
Come back tomorrow. They won't have a mood then.
I'm not going to wait on them. They ought to be proud.
You get out of here! Hey? You just get out of here! We don't want any chat with you. Never!
Quiet, Father. Don't talk to them.
I've come to do business. I thought maybe £10 would be of use to you.
£10? We don't want...
We don't want your money.
Oh, Pinky, never mind what they say. I won't stay here. Come on, I'll get my things.
Stop a moment.
We just
you
want...
You be quiet, Mother. We could let Rose go. Not pretend, Nicola. How do we know you treat her right?
I'll give you 12.
Oh, it's not a question of money. We wouldn't want to stand in the way of Rose bettering herself. But you're too young.
15's my limit. Take it or leave it.
You can't do anything without we say yes.
I ain't all that, Ken.
Make it Guinness.
All right, then, Guinness. I'll be sending my lawyer. Good morning, Ma. Good morning, Pa. You happy now, Rose?
Oh, you're wonderful, Pinky. I've never known one of their moods go so quick. They must have liked you.
Your place stinks up this.
You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll spring along with you.
Well, you're all fixed up, Pinky.
Of course it is. When I want a thing, I...
Want a thing? That's good.
What do you think you're doing?
Celebrating! You're a Roman and chair. A betrothal, that's what Romans call it. When's the happy day?
Well, haven't I got a glass, then?
Hey? Why, Pinky?
I'm not a drinking man, and I'm not a marrying man. Well, so you think. But I'm a liking one, so why shouldn't I like the other?
Liking? You like it?
Haven't you seen her?
Not in daylight.
Well, she's lovely.
There you are, my man.
Oh, cheers. Yeah, as it is, I'm glad. What's getting you, Dallow?
Nothing, Pinky.
Were you jealous? Yeah, well, you pause when you see her. She's not one of your dyed totsies like Judy. She's got class. I'm marrying her for your sake, but I'm laying her for my own.
You all ready for the bridal night, Pinky? You've been to the barber, made a special purchase. If the bed falls in tonight, dear, I'll meet you in the spring.
Yeah, but you watch your filthy mouth.
Good luck, Pinky. Our dessert.
Oh, sergeant.
Who's offering?
Help yourself, Judy.
I normally do, sweetheart.
It's a good job Frank's blind, isn't it?
We got a present for you, Pinky.
Right?
Well, open it then.
Good health, Pinky, and may all your troubles be little ones. It's a toy sword.
It's your idea of a joke.
You'll need it in the home. A bed ain't the only furniture.
That's you, bit. I'm warning you.
Oh, now you made me spill my tea.
Switch it on, then.
Aye?
It's a radio.
Never.
Listen, when you pull the chain...
Oh,
music while you crack.
The smallest A1 2-valve receiving set in the world. Here is the weather forecast for Pinky's honeymoon. Warm to close tonight, and a little sun to follow.
Oh my God, I'll treat you like I treated Spicer.
What's that?
Take no notice. He's drunk.
You think yourself smart? Yeah, well, so did Spicer.
Spicer? It was the banister.
It was the banister.
Judy, out.
No, it was
Get
the
out.
Banister.
Get out. You heard nothing. Nothing.
You weren't here when Spicer died. What you getting at?
Of course he wasn't there.
You think you know things? Well, you don't know everything. The smallest...
What's he getting at?
You don't need to listen to him.
It's the beard.
I mean this. Spicer was milky. And I'm the only one in this mob who knows how to act.
You act too much.
Yeah?
Do you mean it weren't the banisters?
Of course it was the banisters. I was there, wasn't I?
I don't know. I don't know. But I know this much. Brighton's not big enough for him. I'm through.
Go on, then.
I'm going.
Clear out and starve.
I won't starve. There's others in this town. Old enough to run a gang proper.
Go on. You go too. You think you can get on without me? Well, I've only got a...
You don't need to talk to me like that. I fancy making friends with crab against us, then.
I've only got a whistle when they'll come tumbling back. Now get me Pruitt on the blower. Tell him there's no problem at her end and let him fix things quick, day after tomorrow. God, if people would just leave me in peace.
What?
Get Pruitt. Head waiter's looking at you.
He's just eyeing my bum.
For God's sake, this is the Cosmopolitan.
I haven't had as much money to spend since I left Tom. I owe it to Fred, too. If he hadn't hit me, black boy...
And look where it's got you. Nowhere. Girl won't talk, the police won't listen, and I don't get no fun. Oh, no. Give in.
I never give in, Clarence.
Obviously. Poor Clarence. Listen. We could have a fine time here.
Hey?
What's expensive? It's 2 guineas a night.
Black boy is handy. And we can't have,
you know, fun at the Belvedere. Straight laced. You wouldn't mind a bit of fun here.
Why shouldn't I? It's human nature.
And this is where Mr. Corleone stays. Corleone? Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And if any of Pinker's men get scared, this is where they're going to come.
Ida, you're getting in too deep.
You could get in deep, too.
I'll go and fetch the bag.
Oh, that's a good boy.
Good evening. Can I be of service?
Now then, where's this fella who's asking for Mr. Corleone?
Crab, you old rascal.
You? You can't see him. He's occupied.
Occupied? That's a fine word to use for an old mate.
So I suppose you want a job.
Well, you see...
Follow me, my man. Can't talk here.
Well, it's like this, Crab. Pinky.
Not here. Come on. Oh, good evening.
Fine woman.
Who is she?
One of the tops. Right, this'll do. Talk.
It's Mr. Corleone I want to talk to.
Mr. Corleone hasn't time to see everyone. He's a busy man. You got a light?
Cigar? Well, there you are.
Oh, never mind. Found my lighter.
Is that gold?
What do you want, Cubit?
I thought maybe... What about a drink?
I wouldn't mind one. Just for old times' sake.
Old times.
You rang, huh?
What's yours?
A cherry. Dry.
Scotch and splash for me.
Very good.
They do pretty well here.
Yeah.
Of course, Mr. Corleone likes nothing but the best. Yeah. He's worth 50,000 nickel if he's worth a penny. If you ask me what I think, you're going to politics one day. The Conservatives think a lot of him.
Pinky?
Pinky? Take my advice. Get out of that mob while there's time. There's no future.
Hold on. I was wondering if Mr. Corleone...
What good would you be to Mr. Corleone?
I was good enough for Kite.
Oh, excuse me, but Kite... Take my advice. Get out. Mr. Corleone's going to clean up the tracks. No violence. The police have great confidence in Mr. Corleone.
Your drink. Oh, stop.
Well. Down the little red road.
Yes. Hello.
What's the matter?
Don't look now. But that woman you said hello to.
Yes?
She's given me the come on.
Just being polite.
No.
Oh, forget it. She's out of your class. You stink of whiskey. Oh, see my watch.
Gold.
Well, I must be going. I've got a assignation at the Hippodrome.
Yes, but...
I'll put in a word for you for old times' sake. Give my regards to Pinky and the boys.
Evening.
Evening.
Nice in here.
Very. I couldn't help hearing that you knew Pinky.
Pinky? You're a friend of Pinky's? Mind if I sit down?
Tired.
That's it. You know Mr. Caglione?
I wouldn't call it, no.
Grant says you were a fine woman. He's right.
Oh, Crab.
You ought to steer clear, though. You've no call to get mixed up in things.
Yes.
Scotch and splash and...
Pink gin.
Very good, Adam.
You a friend of Pinky's?
Christ, no.
I've seen you with him.
I'm no friend of his, not now.
Not safe being friends with Pinky. Fred was a friend of Pinky's.
What do you know about Fred?
People talk. People talk all the time.
You're right, yeah. Christ, you're right. I've never held with it. Carving's different.
Of course, carving's different.
And Kyle, well, that's an accident. They only meant a carving. Coyote's no fool. Somebody slipped. There wasn't any cause for bad feelings.
Excuse me. Pink gin and whiskey and water.
Ah.
Don't worry, dear. It's on me. Keep the change.
Well, it would be on me, but I'm cleaned out. Till I see the boys.
It was fine of you, breaking with Pinky like that. It needed courage after what happened to Fred.
You can't scare me. No broken banisters.
What do you mean, broken banisters?
I wanted to be friendly. A joke's a joke. When a man's getting married, you ought to take a joke.
Married? Who married?
Pinky, of course.
Not the little girl at Snow.
Of course.
A little fool.
He's not a fool. He knows what's good for him. If she chose to say a thing or two...
You mean, say it wasn't Fred left the ticket?
Poor old Spice.
Fred. How did you...
I want air. Stuff in it. We'll say you and I...
Just wait a while. I'm expecting a friend. I'd like you and him to be acquainted.
It's centrally in it, not healthy.
When's the wedding?
Whose wedding?
Pinky.
I'm no friend of Pinky's.
You didn't hold with Fred's death, did you?
You understand, will you?
Carving would have been different.
I can't see a piece of Brighton rock without... Carving's different. Come outside. I've got to get some air. This central heating, I'm liable to cough.
Just wait 2 minutes. I'll come out with you. We'll take a walk. I'll give you £20.
£20? What for?
Wait!
Oh, I've got to get some air.
No, just 2 minutes.
I've got to get some air. Let me pop. All right.
Brighton Rock. Brighton Rock.
This is it. Superintendent Registrar.
Oh.
You know what they say, Pinky? You go up those steps a free man, you come down a slave.
Fight down, Dallow, it ain't funny. God damn it, she's late.
But well worth the wait. Just think, you'll shortly be exploring the secrets of those silky interstices. Tonight, when the moon is high, she'll open wide.
Shut your filthy trap there.
Hey, you ain't got cold feet, Peggy. I wouldn't blame you. I was married once, nerves. I never went got one of those books. You know, you didn't tell me anything I didn't know. You know. Well, except about flowers. The pestles of flowers. And there's bees.
Save it for Judy.
I could lend you the works of a well-known sexologist. Married passion. An excellent tome.
Ain't wrong, Pinky.
You can't teach me the rules.
I watched them every Saturday night, didn't I? Bouncing and prowling. You know, when I was a kid, I swore I'd be a priest.
You hear that, Mr. Brewer? That's so good.
Oh,
God.
Oh, God. Gone and trod the dog to it.
Well, what's wrong with being a priest? Well, I know what's wrong. Well, I keep away from this!
Well, it's okay for priests, but the world's got to go on.
Why?
You don't need to ask me. You're a Roman, aren't you? You believe in...
Credo in unum satanum.
Don't know Latin, Peter.
I believe in one Satan.
Hey, look, here she comes.
Bloody hell, what? Sorry.
No, she looks quite...
I see what you mean.
Where the hell are you been?
Sorry, Pinky. I went to church.
What for?
I thought I'd go to confession.
That's rich.
You see, I thought I'd...
For Christ's sake, what?
I only wanted to be in a state of grace when I married you. Only what?
Pinky, we must hurry. We're late.
Only what?
I went and rang the bell and asked for Father James. But then I remembered. It wasn't any good confessing. Not marrying like this. In the eyes of the church, this isn't marriage. So I went away. We're going to do a mortal sin.
That's right. It'll be no good going to confession ever again.
Come on, please! We're keeping the registrar waiting! No, 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 not that way! That's income tax! That comes later!
You're both very young, aren't you?
It's fixed. You don't have to talk about it. It's fixed.
Do you have the ring?
We don't need any ring. It's not church.
Repeat after me. I do solemnly declare that I know not of any lawful impediment.
What?
It's quite simple. You only have to repeat after me.
Well, go slower.
I do solemnly declare...
Solemnly declare...
Solemnly declare...
Solemnly declare...
No, not of any lawful impediment.
Lawful impediment...
Lawful impediment... Lawful impediment... My lawful wedded wife...
My lawful wedded husband... My lawful wedded husband...
Lawful wedded wife... Lawful wedded wife...
Husband... Husband...
Wife...
Hey? Oh.
I can tell you what she's thinking. Not much of a wedding, she's thinking. It's not what I pictured. Well, that's right, innit?
The one wedding's as good as another in the eyes of the church. You're married, all right, trust me.
Married? You call that married?
Come along, gentlemen. Empty your glasses.
Married? Ask her. Shut up.
Find somewhere, Pinky. It's getting cold.
Yeah, well, no worry.
What about Frank's place?
No, not tonight. I don't want any of the boys around tonight when...
Do you remember, Pinky? First time we walked out. We sat down just up there. Pinky?
Eh?
Pinky, stop a minute. Look here. Oh, will you give me one of those? As a souvenir? Only sixpence.
Make a record of your own voice. A keepsake for all... Oh, come on, you don't want one of those.
I want a record of your voice, Pinky. Go on. Into the booth. Do it for me.
Come on, don't be soft.
Go right, go away. You've never given me a thing. Not even today you haven't. If you don't want me, why don't you go away? Why don't you leave me alone? What do you want me for, Pinky?
Why, for Christ's sake, pipe down.
I'd rather drown, Pinky. I would. I'd rather...
All right. All right. You can have your record. I don't grudge you things. And you can have anything you say. Oh, look, do you really want one of those things? We haven't even got a gramophone anyway. I mean, you won't be able to hear it. What's the good?
I don't want a gramophone. I just want to have it there. One day you might be away somewhere and I could borrow a gramophone. And you'd speak.
What do you want me to say?
Just anything. Say something to me. Say Rose. And Something loving.
Something loving. Rose? Rose? God damn you, little bitch. Why can't you go back home forever and let me be? They've all gone out.
That was very thoughtful of them.
Yeah, very delicate.
This is much better than a hotel. It's more like home. Tomorrow I'll tidy up a bit.
Oh, you won't touch a thing, do you hear? One of you coming in here changing things. Here, look. Why don't you take your hat off? You're staying, aren't you?
Are you going to get undressed, Pinky?
Well, I think that is the usual form, ain't it?
Lovely comfy bed, Pinky. It'll be nicer when you get in it and keep me warm.
Right, move up.
Pinky.
I do believe you're scared.
Aren't you scared?
With all my experience.
Please be kind and gentle.
Why am I always kind of gentle? What's that?
Your hands are cold.
You know something? This is a mortal sin.
No, don't say things like that. Never mind that. I always dreamed of this, Pinky. Didn't you?
Yeah.
No, Mom, no, stop it. Please, I hate him. Oh, Mom, no, stop it.
The church is dust to dust. Oh, my dear brother, in Honduras,
I don't like that. Suck it and see.
Pinky.
What?
Doorbell.
Christ, can't I let a man alone?
Don't go, Pinky. It's the middle of the night. Don't go. I love you, Pinky.
Christ. What the hell do you want?
Look here, Pinky. You and me. Why can't we be friends?
We never was friends, Cubit.
You and me can't get on separate. What? We're kind of brothers. We're tied together.
I'm not after Corleone's leavings.
You've no cause to take on like that, Pinky.
Get going.
I got things I could tell about you.
Is that so?
I could tell about Fred.
You'd hang. But not me. I'm too young to hang.
The Spicer, too.
Spicer fell.
I heard you say...
You heard me. Who's going to believe that?
Lend me a couple of knicker, Pinky. I'm broke.
You can gasp.
Wait a moment. I'll tell you a thing or two, you bloody little geezer. There's someone who'll give me money. 20 knicker. You? Well, you? I'll tell you what you are.
Go on, tell me.
You're mean. You're yeller. You're so yellow, you kill your best friend to save your own skin. Why, you're even scared of a girl. Everyone knows you never had one.
Is that right? Just push off, Cubit. You're starting to bore me.
Lend us a couple of knicker, Pinky. Go on. For old time's sake. Be a mate.
Oh, Pinky.
You going through my pockets?
It's just a little note.
A note?
I was putting a little note in your pocket. I've never sent anybody a love letter.
Never go through my pockets! You might get burnt.
Who was it downstairs? Was it the police?
Why the police?
I don't know. I thought maybe...
Maybe what?
Collie Kibber. You killed him, didn't you?
Well, that's rich. He knew all along. He guessed. And I thought you were so green and hadn't lost the eggshell. That's rich. Well, when you come to think of it, you're as bad as me. There's not a pin to choose between us.
No, Pinky. Not a pin. Nothing to choose.